This episode is brought to you by Sterling Soap Company. Fellas, you've heard the phrase, look good, feel good, right? But why not add smell good to that too? That's where Sterling Soap Company comes in. First, Sterling Soap is 100% natural and has a wide variety of bath soaps, shave soaps, beard balm, lotions, and cologne. Second, there's a scent just for you. How about burgundy? Yeah, it's more than a color. The Sterling Soap folks blend natural essential oils with hints of mahogany, golden amber, and sandalwood. Or how about D503, an intensely masculine scent inspired by Legend by Mont Blanc. And third, you will feel good about the price. For just a little more than you'd pay at the grocery store, Sterling Soap will leave you feeling clean, refreshed, and ready for whatever's next. Give Sterling Soap a try today. Visit sterlingsoap.com. Thrive Suite Productions. And welcome to another edition of This Day in Sports History. It's January 12th, and on this day in 1992, two basketball teams combined to score 399 points in the highest scoring basketball game in college basketball history. Division II's Troy State was hosting NAIA school DeVry University. Troy State's coach Don Maestri styled his offense after Paul Westhead's run-and-gun approach at Loyola Marymount. The Trojans' philosophy on the offensive end was shoot and shoot quickly. On defense, his players relentlessly went for steals, but if they couldn't create a steal, they would allow their opponent to score as long as they scored quickly. Every game was a track meet that was meant to wear the other team down. And on this night, DeVry was not only overmatched, but they were additionally handicapped by only having seven healthy players. The Trojans were the highest scoring team in Division II, averaging 121 points a game. But this game didn't exactly start out like any records were going to be set. It took Troy 54 seconds to score their first points. They soon made up for lost time, scoring their 100th point with a little more than 3 minutes left in the first half. Think about that for a moment. In a span of about 16 minutes, they scored 100 points. That works out to more than 6 points per minute. At the break, Troy led 123-53. More than half of Troy's points came off their 21 three-pointers, and the 123 points broke the record for points and a half. But that record would not last very long. By the 10-minute mark in the second half, a three-pointer broke the record for most points scored by one team in a game at 189. Troy crossed the 200-point mark with a little less than 8 minutes left. The only problem with that was that the scoreboard was not equipped to handle 200 points, so the scoreboard operator rolled it back to zero. By the time the final horn sounded, Troy had scored 285 points to DeVry's 141. Troy's 135 second-half points broke the record they set in the first half. They sank 30 threes in the second half, which was more than the previous full-game record of 25. 10 of 11 Trojans scored in double figures. And you're probably thinking that one guy who did not score double digits was some scrub who came off the bench late. But it was the guy who scored the first points. He never scored again. In fact, he never took another shot. And how about free throws? Surely there had to be lots, right? Nope, there were only 3 free throw attempts in the game. Troy made all 3 of them, which really goes to show you there was literally no defense played in this game. Troy had 28 steals and forced 44 turnovers. And if you can stand one more surprising fact from this game, the leading scorer was actually DeVry's D'Artes Daniel, who scored 42 to lead all scorers in the highest scoring collegiate basketball game played on this day in 1992. Also on this day, in 1969, the New York Jets beat the Baltimore Colts 16-7 in Super Bowl III, supporting quarterback Joe Namath's famous drunken guarantee of a win 3 days earlier. In 2013, it was the Mile High Miracle as the underdog Baltimore Ravens beat Denver 38-35 in overtime. It took a 70-yard pass from Joe Flacco to Jacoby Jones with less than a minute to play to force overtime And then the Ravens' Justin Tucker kicked the 47-yard game winner in the second OT in what is the NFL's fourth longest game on record. And in 1995, the O.J. Simpson murder trial got underway in L.A. That's all for today. When you have a moment, rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks for giving this episode a listen today. Send me an email if you have an idea about a future episode or if I made a mistake at some point. You can find the email in the show notes. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you here tomorrow for another edition of This Day in Sports History.
Hey there, sports history fans.
We've got some exciting news to share with you. Six of our podcasts from the Sports History Network have made it to the final round of voting for the prestigious Sports Podcast Awards. Here are their shows and the categories. Historically Speaking Sports and This Day in Sports History are both competing for Best Sports Talk Podcast. No Nonsense Old School Weightlifting History is in the running for Best Fitness, Health, and Well-Being Podcast. When Football Was Football is up for Best Sports Documentary Podcast. Wrestling with Heels On has entered the ring for Best Wrestling Podcast. And Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing is fighting for the title for Best Combat Sports Podcast. Now, of course, we need your help to take home the championship for each of these awesome shows. All you gotta do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/vote, cast your vote for your favorite shows, or better yet, all six of them. Again, every vote counts, and we gotta show the world how much sports history really matters. So thank you for your support and making Sports History Network the headquarters for sports yesteryear. But again, don't wait. You got to go vote now. That's over at sportshistorynetwork.com/vote.